Terry, if you can state your question, Terry, I doubt I can answer it before the top of the hour, but we'll get back to it after the news break and all that. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions regarding the ADP emulsified oregano oil tablets.
Yes.
One regarding yeast overgrowth and the other one diverticulitis. Regarding the yeast overgrowth, Dr. Sherman at Tahoma Clinic recommended I take a course of 4 weeks for yeast overgrowth in the intestinal tract. It was very helpful. My question is, since most of us Americans tend to eat too much sugar.
No kidding.
Is it a good idea to take a course of that occasionally to fight back the yeast?
Okay, well, as you can tell, sir, we're getting warned about top of the hour by the music, but you got your question in. Thank you, and I'll be back to you after the top of the hour. Okay, now back to Terry. You still with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sir, I recall your question, tell me if I'm correct, about from time to time taking a course of oregano, and you use the one called ADP, which is a trade name for oregano oil that's emulsified into a tablet so that it melts in our stomachs rather than having to swallow the oregano oil in the mouth where it's kind of burny. Anyway, you want to know if a course of that from time to time would help keep bad guy germs away, including yeast. And you're absolutely correct, sir. It will help with doing that, and as we both know, it's been used not only as a spice, but in folk medicine for jillions of years, and our ancestors weren't all that dumb. I'm guessing that they were about, on the average, equally smart and equally dumb as we all are. Otherwise, they wouldn't be our ancestors, and we wouldn't be their descendants. And that's the sort of thing they did, was to use the oregano just for gut health. So yes, that would be a good idea, just to keep things under control. The nice thing about oregano, and this also applies to berberine, as some researchers very carefully studied this subject, is both of them only mess with unfriendly to human bacteria, and they do not mess with so-called friendly to human bacteria. But they also...
That's fantastic. Yes, that was my other one of my other questions is that since the oregano oil fights the bacteria
and the yeast in your case,
with
you're
gut
right.
health and apparently
nope.
that's it doesn't.
Uh-uh. Okay. Doesn't interfere.
Great. And I believe you recommended for a diverticulitis flare up 3 tablets a day during a flare up and then 1 tablet a day for maintenance or prevention.
Yeah, for prevention is right.
Yes, and how long should a person take the 3 tablets a day for a flare-up?
Well, usually a person can tell when a flare-up comes, it hurts, and they can tell when it's gone. I would wait until that pain is gone for at least a couple of weeks, though, because you never know if they're just simmering in there and refusing to finally die. So I'd give it a week or two minimum after the pain is gone.
Fantastic. Sounds like good stuff. Well, thank you so much for all you do. This answers all my questions.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for waiting over the break. That's just what happens in radio, and thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Well worth the time. Thanks again.
Okay.